He is the author and the finisher of our faith and of our life. He started us, and he's going to finish us. But in the in-between time, he has a destiny that he's called us to. He's got a destiny for each one of us. And he's got the power to see it through. The Holy Spirit of God comes into our lives, invades our hearts when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. And then he sets us our feet on a path towards a destiny. And along the way, if we would but ask, there's a lot available to us. But in this particular passage, Paul is convinced. It's his great amen. He's convinced that God is for us, that God's not against us, that he's for us. Who shall separate us from that love? What is there? There's nothing in the physical realm that can separate us. There's nothing in the spiritual realm. The oceans, though they're full of fear, can't stop the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. That's how we do it. We connect with the Spirit, the life, the giver of life, with God himself, with the true and the living God. That's how we connect with him. And then at communion, he comes and he changes the bread and the wine into his spirit, his body and blood, of his very presence with us to remind us that we're forgiven, that he loves us, that he gave himself for us, that he came and he said, there's no condemnation in your life anymore. You may sin, you may fall short, but get up. You just got to get up. The Holy Spirit's going to empower you to get up. Your best days aren't behind you, they're in front of you. See that? I tell a story. I was in the restaurant business for years and years. And one of the great stories about old age, I don't know if many of you know this or not, but Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Colonel, he was in his late 60s. He may have even been 70 when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Really, he was retired. What was he thinking? The restaurant business is a young man's game. I mean, it's 70, 80, 90 hours every week on your feet frying that chicken. But the Colonel said, my best days aren't behind me. I could fry up some chicken and people will love it and they'll come eat at my restaurant. Yep. He found a recipe and he developed this whole idea and people helped him and came along beside him. And I think he lived until he was 90. Developed a chain worldwide before he passed away. It's an amazing story of believing that God can do miraculous things no matter where you are in life. Even if life is almost over, even if you were in the hospital dying, life isn't over. God's going to restore and renew your spirit, and you'd be alive to him, praising God. We get left behind in that deal, but just in a moment, we'll be there. Now, this life that we choose to live is not easy. It takes tenacity. It takes perseverance. Because there are setbacks along the way. There are obstacles along the way. There are challenges that come into our lives every day. But because the Spirit of God is alive and working in us, we can look beyond what we see in the present and have faith, hope, and with the power of God, love, to overcome those obstacles. I think about my oldest daughter, Amanda, who just graduated from Jacksonville University. I announced that last week. And she's here today. I'm so glad she's here with us. She not only graduated. One of the hard things about going to college is it takes a long time. To get your nursing, it took 5.5 years. She spent 3 years. Anyway. I want to talk about it too much, but I'm so proud of her. I told her last night, college is a goal. It's something that many of us have done and some of us haven't, but when you set that as your goal, there are a lot of things that come to knock you out. There is money problems. There's a lot of short nights. A lot of nights you don't get to sleep very much. There's work you have to do. There are professors that you don't like and they don't seem to like you. And yet, you have to overcome all of those obstacles to press in and to keep your eye focused on the goal at hand, the prize. And one of the hardest parts about nursing is, or any degree program, is I got to watch her walk and graduate and get her diploma. And I'm like all excited. But that wasn't it. No, she still, now she has to demonstrate in a big test that she can do what she studied to do. Right? Dr. Don knows that. All the nurses here know that. Well, on Friday, we found out that we got her license number. So Amanda is now a licensed registered nurse. But I'll tell you something. It takes tenacity. It takes perseverance. It takes determination. It takes knowing that in spite of the obstacles that come and the headwinds that are against you all the time, to press in, to have confidence, to believe, to be convinced that this is my destiny. What's our destiny? What's your destiny? Where are you going? Who are you going with? How can you make it better? I'm going to tell you, the power of the Holy Spirit can give us such imagination, can give us such dreams, that we could actually believe for more than we can even imagine. That's what the Bible tells us, that faith is powerful that way. It's when God gives us ideas and visions and dreams. He didn't give that to us so we can dream in color. He gives that to us because it's purpose. It's divine destiny. He's trying to speak into our lives and say, there is more. I'm with you. I'm with you always. You're not condemned. I'm not going to leave you or forsake you. I'm in love with you. I'm trying to tell you that. I sent Paul to tell you that you are created in my image and I have breathed my life into you. That is powerful stuff. That's why we believe that this Sunday is that's why we celebrate the Lord, the giver of life. Because he's a giver of life. He wants us to have life. He's given us life. Deuteronomy, we always read this. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. This is really the end of the Pentateuch, of the Torah. Because from this point on, it's just the instructions on how we're going to get you over to the other side. Children of Israel have wandered in the desert for 40 years. They've lost their purpose. They didn't know that, you know, they've been up and down and up and down. They'd seek God and then he would reward them and then they would turn their back on him and he would judge them over and over and over again. Round the mountain one more time, boys. Take them round the mountain. You're not going over to the other side because you haven't understood your divine destiny. Don't go around the mountain. That's what I'm just trying to say, is don't go around the mountain again. Jeremiah chapter 30. Deuteronomy. Jeremiah. Deuteronomy chapter 30. He says, this day I have called heaven and earth as witness against you. I'm calling on God as witness, as he is my witness, that I'm going to set before you this day life and death, children of Israel. Do you want to go over? Do you want to reach the promised land? Do you want to cross over? Do you want to dream big dreams? Do you want to get in sync with me, children of Israel? I'm going to call heaven and earth, and I'm going to set it before you this day, life and death. And he simply says, Choose life. It's so much easier when we plug in to the power and Spirit of God. When we breathe in, when He breathes into us, and He sets us free and He reminds us that He loves us so much. All we have to do, Church of the Messiah, is choose life. That's a good word.
Amen.
Choose life, Church of the Messiah. That's the word of the Lord for us. So choose life. Believe that our best days are in front of us. God will give us the imagination and the dreams of our hearts if we just trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to release us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.